Digital Coach is brought to you by Distinction Communication, where we help story and storyteller drive ideas and information.
Today's topic, creating more persuasive presentations with the 7-step model. In highly competitive environments, large and small companies alike are constantly trying to find an edge in the way they tell their important stories. Everyone wants to stand out from the crowd, but the reality is most sales presentations today fail miserably. Today's coaching session is intended to give you some insight into a malady that affects nearly 90% of all the presentations we see. The following story probably best illustrates this challenge. Several years back, I was consulting with a large international company. You'd probably quickly recognize the name. As we discussed the project in a massive boardroom, I asked one of their team if they could present to us their primary presentation for selling major multi-million dollar opportunities, and here's how that presentation went. The first 3 or 4 minutes were taken up with their mission statement and a description of the different divisions of their company. Then they moved on to their different locations around the world and the customers that purchased their products in those locations. As we entered the 9th minute of the presentation, they soon started a broad overview of their product and service offerings. Finally, 14 minutes into their presentation, and about the time they were going into the history of their first product in the late 1800s, I abruptly stopped the presentation. "I have bad news for all of you," I announced. "No one cares about the history of your product. They don't care if you're a large industry incumbent. But what they really do care about is that your company can address the issues that keep them awake at night." You could have heard a pin drop in the room. No one had ever questioned the sanity of their presentation approach. But lest you think this sort of self-serving, self-absorbed presentation content is just a large company phenomena, I assure you it's not. Most presentations we see that are intended to persuade or to sell or to influence fall into this predictable rut. And audiences can spot it in the first minute of a presentation when they realize this is all about the presenting company and very little about them. Now, to fully appreciate how mixed up this really is, consider if you went to the dentist with a broken molar. But before the dentist attempted to help you, he stops and spends 20 minutes telling you, as you're reeling in pain, about where he went to school. Then he describes each tool on the tray in intricate detail and tells you who all his patients were who visited him the last year. "Well, frankly, you could care less. Just fix the pain," you're thinking. Okay, now that I've articulated the challenge, how can we change the flow of our presentations so they connect more effectively with our audiences? I'd like to introduce you to a 7-step model. The presentations like the one I've described, they typically start with step 4 of the process, propose the solution, then proceed to step 5, how they quantify the value of the solution, then on to step 6, they sell their advantage, and then if you're real lucky, you may see step 7 where they substantiate their claim. This is usually a screen full of logo slides. Well, it's no wonder presentations like these don't work. They are presenter-focused and only address the factual, intellectual part of persuasion. Unfortunately, the major missing element, the one that is responsible for moving people to action and motivating behavior, is the part that is focused on the audience's specific needs and issues. Here's the 7-step model. Play this back a few times and write these down. Start with a title slide, with a positioning statement. Unless you're a household name, the people pulled into your presentation at the last minute will not have a clue of who you are and what you do. It's time to level set everybody in the room. For example, your title slide may say, XYZ Company, the industry leader in interactive voice response systems for city and county governments. Now everyone is on the same page. Now we move into step 1, identify the pain. In a few slides, identify the issues related to your solution that are impacting them or their industry. Leverage third-party experts to validate your observations and make them focused and relevant. Step 2, quantify the impact. How are these issues impacting their business? They can be financial, they can be market development, they can be growth issues, productivity, employees, market share, or other key factors. Step 3, specify the need. If you've done a good job with steps 1 and 2, step 3 will be a no-brainer. What kinds of solutions are needed to effectively address the issues that you've all agreed on? Your audience now understands you know what keeps them awake at night. But before you jump into your solution, step 4, give those in the room an opportunity to validate your observations. Create a discussion, an interaction. Have we addressed your largest concerns or issues? What did we miss? How would you prioritize the challenges we just raised? In a brief brainstorming process, your prospect has not only identified and validated their key issues, but prioritized them for you because you asked and you listened. You see, now you can move into step 4. You propose your solution, but be very careful. Propose a solution that's related to the issues you raised. If you just fall into your regular solution step here and give them all the solutions, related or not, it's going to appear like you simply did not listen. Step 5, quantify the value. Tie those benefits back to the pain points you discussed earlier. Step 6, sell your advantage. What makes your solutions unique? Ironically, most sales teams we work with have a difficult time articulating this critical differentiation step. Step 7, substantiate your claim. Now we can hear all those outside customer testimonials or case studies that show how your solution specifically addressed their issues. These slides can take the form of brief embedded videos, quotes, or even better, personal stories that your sales team can tell with passion. Well, there you have it, a powerful 7-step model that helps connect with the hearts and minds of your important prospects and customers. They will appreciate the fact that you place them and their needs squarely in the middle of your presentation. Stay tuned for more presentation tips from Distinction Communication.
For more information on Distinction Communication, visit us at distinction-services.com.